Begin transmission.
Good morning, cats and kittens. My name's Tobe. It's 19:30 UTC, which means it's time for... Oh, let's go with budget nature expeditions today. It doesn't really matter. Everything's a dubious goals committee when you boil it down. I am at the OPPD Arboretum for very possibly the last time of the year. Not sure, but it's going to get colder after this. But it's fairly decent. When I woke up half an hour ago, it was like 45 degrees outside. There's a fat squirrel just sitting here. Hi, buddy. Getting ready for winter? Yeah, he's chubby. What was that sound? Anyway, I woke up this morning and it was like 42 degrees. And when I say this morning, I mean about 35-40 minutes ago. And so I thought, I don't know if I'm going out today. But it warmed up pretty quickly. It is now about 60 degrees. Possibly going to get warmer. And here comes the guy walking a dog. That's a happy dog too. Because he gets to run around out in the park. Yeah, who's a good boy? Yes, it's a good buddy. Yeah, you're my buddy. It's a young... Looks like it's like half lab or maybe... Anyway, the dog tried to jump on me. That's okay. Speaking of dogs, the Irish setter lady is here. As usual. I am here kind of early. Earlier than I normally get up, anyway. And so, Irish setter lady is also here. I am out looking for... mushrooms, and of course marmots, because when are we not looking for marmots? We're always looking for marmots. I'm kind of walking down the V path here, looking into the forested areas, looking for the maitake, because that's just money laying around on the ground. And you know how much I like money. Oh. Ah. Okay. I'm good. I heard some weird noises over here. What's going on over here? Oh, it's just a squirrel and birds. Where's my mates? Oh, I had kind of another... brutal night. Oh, I see some footprints down here in this little creek. I think those are snoodler footprints. I keep hearing more noises back here. This can't just be a squirrel. Squirrels aren't this loud. Who's back here? Well, here's a squirrel going crazy up and down the tree here. Is there two squirrels? Why? I'm confused. Why is there all this craziness around here? Okay. Now, here's... well, almost what we're looking for. Here's a stump. And it's got something growing on it. But it's not maitake. Some kind of other lovely mushroom. Oh, yeah, good boy, yeah. Oh. Okay. It only hurts when I breathe, so I gotta stop breathing. What's going on in here? We got some squirrel party or something going on. And everybody loves crazy squirrels. I know I do. I got some more of it going on over here. What is up with all these crazy squirrels in here today? Okay, whatever. let's sort of work our way back into the forest deeper here. We'll find ourselves some, great. Here's another little confetti bomb that has gone off. I really hate people. I really and truly and honestly do. Did I just find a gold chain? No, I found a gold piece of elastic. Really, really hate people. Anyway, that's beside the point. The decision we need to make right now is whether or not to eat tacos today. Or should I go to the store? Oh, God, I've been eating rice and vegetables. Although yesterday I actually had rice with a little bit of chicken. I don't know if I'm going to feel like going to the store today. I don't know if I feel like walking today. God, keep moving, Tobe. Jeez. I do still have rice and vegetables at home. I'm so sick of rice. I need to eat some protein. So I'm thinking about eating some tacos. Do I have money for tacos? I don't know. I'm afraid to look in my wallet. I honestly am. I just figure ignorance is bliss. And if I don't know how much money I don't have, I won't feel nearly as bad. Okay, so crossing another footbridge here. The third one of the day. The third one of this show, even. And I think my knee's coming around a little bit here. Gonna walk over here into the, I don't know, what do we call this? They call this the classroom, I think. This is just this little, I don't know, sort of like an amphitheater. And I don't see any Mottis hanging out. Where's my, what was that sound? I keep thinking I'm hearing them, but what I'm hearing might just be leaves falling out of the trees. And it sounds like dudes running around. That or there might be squirrels. Okay, enough of that. Let's go. Let's go up this path here and see what we get. Sometimes along the side of the path here we can find some of those mushrooms that look like hamburger buns. Not seeing any now. Why aren't we getting any mushrooms? Did it get too cold already? It's not that cold in all reality, but it gets down below the mushroom ideal temperature at night. And it takes the ground a while to warm back up, so maybe we haven't had any mushrooms in a while. Got fairly good conditions otherwise. It's fairly damp, but I'm batting zero today. Should we walk back into the forest? Proper. There's another squirrel. He's kind of chubby. All right, I'm at the place where we can turn off to go up into the secret mushroom area. We might as well. I don't know what we're gonna find, but that one time that we don't check will be the day that we missed all the good mushrooms. So, I'm walking through the area in which we normally find morels in the spring, and we have often found other mushrooms back here too. should take my camera out of my pocket just in case, because this is also where we run into deer. There's a lot of squirrels running around back here. From this vantage point, I can see cars driving by on the interstate. And I think I'll just work my way up the deer path here, which, strangely enough, can't even see because it's covered in leaves. But being as I'm kind of guy who spends a lot of time here walking on this particular path, I know where it is. I'm not seeing any dudes. I'm not seeing any mushrooms. My deer buddies are not back here. We should start seeing deer. In the fall, they come back through. But there's none in here today. And I guess that's okay. I'm just gonna keep going up here. Yeah, now that it's fall, it's not so grown over, and we can kind of walk through here again. Hooray! There's about a 3 or 4 month span where we can't walk up this far because the path is so overgrown. And what do we got? Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Tromp, tromp, tromp. And so now, we're gonna exit out the sumac. Oh, I gotta bend over to walk under some branches. And all the sumac leaves have turned red. And I mean red. Okay. The path sort of disappears. How am I gonna get out of here? Oh, we'll go this way. Ooh. Now I am confused. Guess I'll keep going this way. I'm trapped in a sumac forest. This is pretty fun, actually. Okay, now I'm out. Yes, and I'm. So that's a little animal trails around here. Lots. Somebody's been running around in here. Somebody kind of Mati-sized, I think. Okay. So now if we walk about 20 yards to our right, we can manage to get back on the main path. I'm heading back the way I came. With only the smallest amount of exertion. Whew. And I'm walking into the sun. Is this gonna be okay? Yeah, I think I'm alright. It's still fairly cool. It's a little bit breezy. I don't think today is a day in which I need to worry about getting overheated. So that's good. Yay, hooray! I'm not seeing much of anything out here. I guess it's officially autumn. I don't know where the dudes are. Leaves are changing colors and falling to the ground. All this grass is brown. And all this sumac is red, except for this one, which is still green for reasons I can't explain. Oh, what to do today? Okay, I've got to think of something to do for some shows. What are we on here? My 412th consecutive show? I need a vacation. Oh, I need to think of things to do for the show. I'm starting to not care. How can I reinvigorate my interest in doing this? Especially since any day now, we're not going to be able to go outside and do fun stuff. And we'll be back trapped indoors, talking about nothing. Nothing. All right, well, I thought I saw something, but no, it's just a squirrely. Hi, Mr. Squirrel. Oh, you're so squirrely. I'm going this way. I guess there's nothing else to do but to check our chestnut tree. When was the last time we were here? I don't remember, but the chestnut tree was still green. The chestnuts were still in their spiky green hedgehog ball form. Why are all these squirrels running around in here today? So we're gonna walk about another 40 yards and get up here to the Chinese chestnut tree and see what's going on. Well, they've been doing some work in this area. Some of these trees have been chopped down and ground up. Wow. I guess they're thinning the herd. I guess that's okay. I wonder if I could grab some of those logs. That's pine logs. I don't want those. All right. Here we are at the chestnut tree. Are they all gone? No. Okay, I'm seeing some pods on the ends of some of these branches. But very few. And there's very few on the ground. Oh, yep. See, here's a pod. It's all brown and the chestnut is missing. So, what does it mean? Somebody has beaten me to the chestnuts. And I don't know if that means people beat me to them, or if squirrels beat me to them, because I'm finding some more husks on the ground. You know, they're smaller this year. I've seen bigger ones. Oh, look at this one. Ow, ow. It's hard to pick up because they're so spiky. Ow, ow, ow. It's like picking up a miniature porcupine. It's pretty cool. But still. And are there actually any chestnuts in here? Oh, here's one. It's got a rotten chestnut in it. No wonder it got left behind. Well, so I guess my plan to get some chestnuts this year are to no avail. That's perfectly all right. Sort of, I guess. I mean, the whole point of doing this is because never had a chestnut in my entire life. I've never met anyone who has eaten a chestnut in any point in time in their lives. And yet, here we have holiday songs about chestnuts roasting on an open fire. And yet nobody actually has ever done this or knows anything about it or has had a roasted chestnut. I've never met anybody who can identify a chestnut or has any idea what they look like. But strangely enough, in all of my chestnut research, I have actually learned how to roast chestnuts. Not that I'm gonna do anything of the sort, but I could if I tried. But, you know, that it's all contingent on actually trying. And why try when you can just think about it? Let's see. Okay, so let's go over here. There's an area right here where I'm now walking around in, that is all mulch of different kinds, ground up trees and lots of pine needles. So I'm looking around for fun mushrooms that like to grow around here, like pear-studded puffballs. And where's my maitake? Well, yeah, I'm not finding much of anything around here. They cut down a couple of trees. I think these were some kind of like crabapple tree. So maybe we'll get some good fungal growth around here in the spring. Growing on all these new stumps. Alright, well, let's leave this little area. And let's just start heading back in that direction. Kind of surprised at how little I'm actually finding. Could have sworn this would have been a fairly decent day to find some mushrooms. And we've had, last couple days have been really decent, fairly warm, warmer than average. And right there in the beautiful fungus window of opportunity, growth-wise, but no. Can't find Jack. All right, so I'm now just kind of walking across the parking lot, going to go back to my car. And then what am I gonna do? I don't know, I guess I'm gonna go home. I don't have anything better to do, and I don't have anywhere to go. All right, so here we are, back at the car. Oh, I just gotta look over there, see if I can see any marmots. And I don't see any marmots, so I'm sitting down in the car. Oh, I guess we should go home. I've got nothing to do, nowhere to be. My life is entirely vacant. In 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are. Back in my domicile. Back at home, walking around in the kitchen. Who's this in the kitchen? Oh, hi. What are you doing? You're flopping on the floor. You just gonna roll around on the kitchen floor? What you doing? Yeah, you're a baby. What about that, do you think? Oh, gonna rub your face on stuff? Oh yeah, that'll be convenient. Yeah, so we'll know who owns it. Because obviously I don't own any of this stuff because you rub your face on it and it must be for kitties. Is that what it is? Is it for kitties? Okay, she's rubbing her face up against the door. Do you want me to open the door so you can look outside and see what's going on? Maybe a fat squirrel will run around and you can watch him? What are you doing? Okay, come on here. Yeah, somebody wants me to open the door, so we'll open the door and we'll put this bucket right up close to the door so somebody can sit on the bucket and look outside and watch birdies. Yeah, that'll be fun. I'm not opening it. We're not going out there. Some kitties think we're going outside. We're not going outside. We were already outside. I went outside already. You were with me, you know. So, oy. So we'll walk by my zook, see if it's in tune. Yeah. Not really. Oh, and I need new strings so badly. My wound strings are so worn that they're beginning to become unwound. And it's not good. And it's not fun to play when it's like that. Okay, so here we are, back in the studio. And what are we doing? Did we ever decide? Oh boy. Yeah. Now my gut is starting to hurt. This day is not shaping up to be, oh, shall we say, a premium day. But that's okay. Let's check the old email here. Let's see, what do we got? Nothing. Well, actually, that's not true. I got one email from a guy I know who lives down in the Birmingham, Alabama area. And no, it's not Overland. And this guy is telling me about a business that he's going to start up installing garage doors. Okay, I can respond to this a little bit later tonight, so we can put that aside for now. What else do we got going on here in the Tobe Zone? Oh, not much of anything. Ow, I'm not doing so good. Now my guts are acting up. It's kind of painful. Oh, wait. I remember what I was going to do today. I thought of this last night. Last night I was messing around. I didn't have anything else to do, so I had my pocket chip out, and I was, scanning through some new games that popped up over the last week. And it was all boring and dumb stuff until I found somebody had programmed up Conway's Life. And as you know, I love Cellular Automata. I'm something of a nut for it. John Horton Conway is one of my greatest heroes. And the funny thing is a couple of months ago, I was thinking, you know what I should do that nobody's done yet? I should program up a cellular automata. What the hell? Y'all even start with Conway's Life. And I never got around to it, and then somebody beat me to it. So, am I angry? No. This version that I have just is a random seed type deal. So I thought, oh, I know what I'll do today. I'll look at the code and I'll insert some stuff. You know, somebody already did all the hard work for me. I can just add some cool stuff. Like what? Well, namely, Gosper's glider gun. I love the glider gun, and I love Bill Gosper for, you know, discovering / inventing his glider gun. And so maybe that's what I'll do today. I'll poke around in that code and see where I can, take out the random seed little subroutine, if it has such a thing, and substitute my own little version of Gosper's glider gun. I can hear my cat yanging up some business up in the kitchen. What's that kitty yanging at? I don't know. That reminds me of something else. I need to poke at some code. There's another little thing, a little demo of what somebody calls a fireworks launcher. Yeah, it's just this little graphic demo that spews out multicolored changing sparks and gravity and this stuff, and it's good, but it's not great. And I thought, I could just tweak that here and there, and I could make it great. So I have a feeling that's what I'm going to be doing today. Sit in front of my TV, wait for my highlight shows and stuff to come on later tonight, and in the meantime, I will poke at code. I will look at code and pretend I'm some kind of computer programmer, and I'll pretend like I know what I'm doing and what I'm talking about, and I'll figure it out, and I'll do something awesome, because that's what we do here at the Dubious Goals Committee. We strive for awesomeness. An awesomeness that produces a radio show just like this one every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My time is up for today, but stay tuned for, maybe MJT's genre mix and discussion. The Sound Show should be coming up next. I could be wrong. Don't quote me. But I'm out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.